And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we would speak with you today about the idea of allowing life to flow, letting go and allowing your life and life to flow. We see so many of you who are asking questions that you are trying to steer direction and grab the wheel, we see, from the God that created you, the God, the tender one, who has all knowingness and all presence and all guidance for you in your lives. There is a much greater and bigger plan for each of you, dear ones, than what your ego minds can map out or strategize. And in this time, especially of great change and upheaval on the earth, where so many of you are feeling either paralyzed or in a great state of turmoil, not knowing, that you attempt to feel in control by grabbing the wheel, so to speak, from God, and making things happen as you see they need to be. Allowing life to flow and your life to flow is the key here. If you can imagine the flow of a great river and its graduation and its winding to the sea or to its end destination, if you go with that flow, you are upheld, you are in the presence of all support and all guidance as you let go, as you allow. If you turn around and try to swim against the current, you may make some progress, but you will be exhausted, and eventually it will not take you to where you are trying to go, to where your mind is trying to reach to, because it believes it is where you need to be, where it has its idea of your final destination. So much is changing now in the earth plane, and the greater plan for all of life on earth, for the earth herself, and for each of you individually, is in motion. There is no chaos. God is guiding all of the unfoldment on planet Earth right now, including every detail of your life. So we counsel you in your daily life, when you are feeling like you are swimming upstream, or something is feeling just too hard, even as you are attempting to ram it through or to push it to an end state. If you feel the life flow, we will say, is against you, take a moment. Take a breath. Allow your shoulders to relax away from your ears and simply acknowledge that there is a greater plan, and you will release the tension and the stress and the push from that particular arena or category. And then you will ask for guidance. What is the best and highest for you to do in that moment? As you ask God, the answer is there for you, clear as a bell. We see that the concept and the experience of allowing and letting go is especially difficult for you now because of all of the uncertainty. Nothing is the same in your mind. However, remember that this is the truth with all of creation. Every moment, nothing is the same. The air has moved. The animals have shifted their location or their breathing rhythm. You and your body are different. Your mind, your brain waves are different from one moment to the next. So the idea that you do not want anything to change also is something we ask you to recognize and to understand that change is part of life and of the beautiful flow of creation. Go with it, dear ones. Go with the flow of life. It is God flowing through you. And as you do this, as you listen, as you release the tension, the stress, the angst, the anxiety, and you simply say, okay, I am here. What is the best and highest thing for me to do next, or call to make, or to move my body, or to clean up the little closet that is calling for my attention? It does not matter what the guidance is, dear ones, but as you do this, you will be in the perfect flow of the river of life, and your life will unfold as it is intended in all of its glory, according to the God that created you. We ask you to try this out this week. Be aware when your system is amping up and revving up to make something happen. Allow the perfection of the flow of life according to God to bless you and to bring you all that you need, all that you desire, all that is to be gifted and is your gift from God. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.